You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is Election Day. Get out there and vote. Make your voice and your vote heard. Do you like billionaire overlords? Do you like corruption in government? Then sit back and do nothing. If you don't think that money is speech, that an unelected billionaire overlord should not be able to slash veterans' benefit, deny you the right to control your body, you know, and gerrymander the heck out of our congressional districts to the point that they basically do not represent their constituents at all, that they do not represent what I call strong purple Wisconsin, you know, sit back and do nothing. If you do not like these things, then make sure that your voice and your vote is heard today. If you are in line by 8 p.m., you will get an opportunity to vote. You don't know where to vote. You need to confirm your registration. All of that information at myvote.wi.gov. That's myvote.wi.gov. Remember, Wisconsin, despite Republican efforts to get rid of this for many years, we still have same-day voter registration. Again, all those requirements and info you can find on that fantastic website. Right now, we've got a fantastic guest joining me. It's been far too long since I've spoken with her. I know you all are excited to hear from her again. It is the fabulous Dr. Kristen Lierley, former congressional candidate and OBGYN extraordinaire. Thanks for making time, Kristen. It's really nice to see and hear from you today.
I am thrilled to be here with you. And look at us, rocking red and white, or should I say cardinal and white, because
yes,
we are all Wisconsin today, baby.
All Wisconsin today. Despite some heartbreaking outcomes in March Madness for both Marquette and Wisconsin.
That was my whole bracket.
I know, right? Blown brackets abound this year, I think. Let me just ask you, how are you feeling this election day? What is it like up there in the 8th CD? What's the vibe? What are you hearing from voters? What is your sense of how things may be going today?
Already, voter turnout is looking great in Green Bay, much more than usual. So we're really excited about that. You know, it's been building over the past few days. Of course, Elon Musk was here over the weekend.
Yes.
And 1,000 northeastern Wisconsinites came from New Holstein and Marinette and Kaukauna just to stand on the corner across the street in the 33-degree rain and wind,
yes,
to let them know that Elon Musk cannot buy Wisconsin. And Maggie, I got to tell you, I grew up here. I know these people. I have never seen this group of people so activated. They're angry. They're motivated. They're frustrated. They're scared about what they're seeing and what they're hearing. And they're ready to stand up and they're doing it.
I'm so glad to hear that, Dr. Lierley. I have this impression, and I wanted to gut check it with you. One of the things that I had heard from pundits for a long time about Democrats is that they seem to sort of talk down to folks, and in this weird, and like telling people what's good for them, in this very bizarro world that we're in, I feel like that's exactly who MAGA has become. We're going to tell you how to live your life. We're going to tell you what values you have to hold dear. We're going to have a billionaire control all the elements of your life, and including the information that you hear. We know better. That the finger wagging has ceased to come from the Democrats and is now coming from Donald Trump, Elon Musk, and the far, far, far Christian right that wants to come into your bodies and your bedrooms and tell you how to live your life and what you should find important. Is that what you think people are reacting to? The idea that you've got folks that are very disconnected from regular, average, working Wisconsinites coming in and basically saying, here's what you're going to do.
I think that's exactly it. I know Wisconsin. I'm from here. Six generations deep. Wisconsin, if you look at the history of this state, we are a progressive state. This is Fighting Bob La Follette. This is Gaylord Nelson and Earth Day. This is where unions came from. Workers' comp. We were the first state that was able to institute a state income tax for the good of the people in Wisconsin. We historically come together and use common sense to build our state. And that's what's been missing, is common sense. And that's where MAGA is completely off the rails, and people are very much starting to recognize it. When you hear the messages coming from people like Ron Johnson and Sean Duffy, and I mean, especially Elon Musk, I think a lot of those people went to that rally like it was almost a lottery to get those $1 million checks. And what we've recently found out is those checks didn't go to random people. They went to carefully selected curated supporters who were part of the in crowd. That's not these folks up here. So people are angry. I was in Shawnee last night, middle of the state, red, one of the reddest counties. They together as a community put together a listening session, and they invited me and Andy Rich, who had run for state senate. They invited Shirley Hinsey, who's from the area. She had run for assembly. None of us won our races, but they invited us because they wanted to talk, and they had things that they needed to say. And when we left that listening session, where we had an empty chair for our congressperson Tony Weed, who has not at all been present in the district,
it's like the great disappearing Weed. It's like Houdini and the great disappearing Weed. Nobody knows where he is, can't find him. He's like in the ephemera somewhere.
Well, you know where he is. He shows up when somebody else on his team has an event, but he does not show up for his people. Yeah. And he certainly wasn't there last night. But what we found was people were very worried and very scared. And we decided that we were going to keep doing this. So every month we are now planning on coming together, talking about the things that are scaring us. I mean, measles. We talked about measles for probably 20 minutes. And they talked about the public health department. And why is the health department not able to put out an alert in the paper? Well, you know, there was another doctor there in addition to me. And we talked about what's happened to public health and how COVID and the reaction, the political reaction during COVID was so horrifying and difficult. People were personally threatened in their own communities that they left public health. So Shawnee has one public health nurse. She
oh my goodness.
I know. So all of these, it was problem after problem. It was ice on the Menominee Reservation. It was what's going to happen with all of our farms when all of these workers are leaving. So problem after problem that we are going to have to solve from the bottom up, but we can do that. We're going to do it together.
Yeah, it starts today in the voting booths. Get out there. Get your vote counted. Myvote.wi.gov. Speaking of vaccines, I mean, pulled this off the Wall Street Journal today. You don't have to read it. I'll tell you the headline. This is from the Wall Street Journal, a very right-leaning newspaper, from their opinion pages, their editorial staff writing that RFK Jr. is already vindicating his critics, the gutting of the CDC, NIH, and the FDA. Huge resignation. I'm going to talk more about this tomorrow on my show by one of the key leaders from the CDC on Friday. Absolutely, I don't even know the word. Frightening, I guess, doesn't really feel like it's the strong enough word. And appointing a vaccine skeptic, anti-vaccine crusader, this guy by the name of David Guyer. It's so bananas. I would be remiss, Dr. Lyerly, if we didn't talk about women's reproductive freedoms for a moment. That, I think, for so many voters is really top of mind today, in addition to standing for anti-corruption, standing for government transparency, standing for working people, not allowing Wisconsin to be bought and sold off to the highest billionaire bidder. Dr. Lyerly, what's your message as a practicing OBGYN, someone who's provided abortion care to your patients when they need it, especially to save women's lives, to help preserve their fertility, allow families to make the decision about how to grow their families with each other in consultation with doctors who can speak freely with their patients? What do you want people to know about the choice that's on the ballot today?
Hey. There is no question about where Brad Schimmel stands on abortion. This is one of the craziest, most ridiculous gaslighting episodes in history. I mean, he comes out punching like, we need an objective judge. How can you say you're objective when you are on record repeatedly saying the 1849 law? What's flawed about that? Those are his words. What's flawed about that? Well, I mean, besides the fact that it doesn't have exceptions for rape or incest or the health of the mother, I literally would have to wait until someone was dying before I acted to save her life. And sometimes that's too late.
Like,
it's not like there's a sensor that comes on and says, now's the time. If you don't act now, she's going to die. You can't reverse some of this stuff.
Right.
And they may not die, but they could have permanent damage and trauma associated with that. And there are many women across this country and in this state who have experienced this kind of trauma during the time when the ban was in place. And still, you know, we have abortion back in Milwaukee and Madison, but most of the state doesn't. Sheboygan does somewhat, but most of the state doesn't. So people are still having to travel to get this fundamental health care. And Maggie, that's the tip of the iceberg. Because, I mean, we're talking about abortion. What about obstetrical care in rural areas?
Right.
We've lost over half of our obstetrical units in the last 20 years. We don't even have doctors in many of these areas where we've got aging folks who need more health care, not less, but there aren't enough nurses, nursing homes, the care teams aren't there, and young people are not staying in Wisconsin because they don't feel like this environment is an environment where they can grow, have small businesses, raise their families, and be part of these communities. But we can change this all
yes.
today by voting for Susan Crawford and by sending a signal that we want a progressive Wisconsin that is about families and community.
Folks, that's Dr. Kristen Lyerly, a practicing OBGYN, frequent guest here on Civic Media, good friend of mine, good friend of yours. Cal, I don't know. I think we've got just about enough time. Let's listen to Brad Schimmel prejudge a case that he would preside over if he wins today. Let's take cut 16.
The 1849 ban on abortions, which, by the way, what is flawed about that law?
What is flawed about that law? As Dr. Lyerly pointed out, no exceptions for rape or incest. Only exception in case of the life of the mother. But as Dr. Lyerly pointed out, there's a whole lot of gray there. Women have died of sepsis in states like Texas and Alabama, where doctors don't know when that point is reached. And I'll tell Brad Schimmel what else is flawed about the 1849 law. Yeah, women didn't have a right to vote back then, Brad.
Ding, ding.
So much BS. We'll continue this conversation with Dr. Kristen Lyerly, congressional candidate, practicing OBGYN, about the state of our state and the stakes today, April 1st, voting day. Get out there and vote. We'll be right back here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 21 hours, 20 minutes, and 7, 8, 9, 10 seconds since Senator Cory Booker took the floor in the Senate to protest a billionaire overlord deciding, you know, which federal employees get to keep their jobs. A billionaire, unelected, unconfirmed, not born here guy, the richest man in the world, deciding who should win a state Supreme Court race here in Wisconsin. We know better. I know you know better. Let's say no to corruption today. Let's say no to billionaire overlords. We will not be bought and sold here in the state of Wisconsin. I got Dr. Kristen Lierley with me and each one of you for one last segment here. Get your 2 cents, nickel, dimes, or quarters worth in 855-752-4842. Dr. Lierley, let's hear from some of the folks on the text lines. We got some fun info and feedback coming in. Chris from Sauk County, this is one of my favorite ones this afternoon. She says this, I asked my husband if he was going to vote for BS, and he said yes and started defending him. So I left him at home when I went to vote.
You go, Chris. You go. I like it.
Love that. Sherry from Horicon saying hello. Tony the Trucker. Hey, Kristen, and thank you to both of you and Civic Media for all you do to keep people informed with important issues. Vote early today. Get it done. Let's hope tomorrow we've got good news. Never give up the fight for democracy. Hear, hear, Tony the Trucker. Jim from Brookfield also saying hello to you, Dr. Lierley. Jeannie Meyer saying hello to Dr. Lierley. Adam from Lodi. President Trump's Brad Schimmel commercials on Civic Media today are the best get out the vote commercials we could possibly have. Adam, I completely agree with you. Jordan from Madison, thank you so much. I was talking about a documentary I watched over my little vacation that I just had about brainwashing, about the information sewer. We will post the link to that documentary. It's free and available on YouTube. It's called The Brainwashing of My Dad.
Don't... Ooh, I've heard about that.
Yes, it is. Yes. Fabulous. And one of the things that it did is it gave me a lot of hope, Dr. Lierley, because it showed that if people can simply open themselves up to additional sources of information. You don't have to completely turn off Fox News, though I would recommend it, right? But just opening yourself up to additional information basically starts pulling the thread of the sweater, because once you can see the truth about one or two things, once you get incentivized, interested in learning more, all of a sudden you are now seeing the matrix. You can see reality in a much better way. Ken Bob from Dailyville saying he's taken out his democracy trailer for a little spin on election day. Love that, Ken Bob. Yay. A new texter from the 608. Also saying hi. Hello, Lori. We are glad to have you with us this afternoon. Let's see. I think Allie from Madison, last but not least, a Brad Schimmel commercial on Civic Media today with Trump's voice, also saying what a great get out the vote advertisement. Dr. Lierley, I know we've talked about the stakes for personal freedoms here. I also wanted to get your take as someone who has run in a congressional race. One of the things that I have shared with people repeatedly is that gerrymandering is bad for everybody. It doesn't matter if the gerrymander is in some instance, in some years, for in favor of your team. It's bad for everybody because it basically, no matter which side of the fence you're on, if your team is controlling the gerrymandering, what it does is it draws legislative districts that are super lopsided to favor one party over the other. And that means that elected officials are pretty much unaccountable, that the party machine and the big donors are the ones who get to pick the winners of elections. It reduces our power to hold elected officials accountable. And by extension, the things that we hear from people all the time, that they want Republicans and Democrats to work together to actually serve their constituents and working people in Wisconsin and in this country, the incentives to do that evaporate entirely. Dr. Lierley, certainly in addition to basic personal freedoms being on the ballot, a Wisconsinite's right to have fair representation in our state legislature and in our U.S. Congress also on the ballot. We know that Brad Schimmel will simply do the dirty work of the Republican Party to create the most unfair maps we have ever seen in the country. He defended those back during Walker's time as AG. He'll do it again as a Supreme Court justice. That is a predetermined outcome. What do you want voters to know about the importance of having fair maps as a former congressional candidate?
I don't care if you're a Republican, a Democrat, independent, disaffected. It doesn't matter. We all want representation. We all want to know that if something is not going well, that we've got somebody we can go to and say, I'm really concerned about this. How can we fix it? And what we saw in northeastern Wisconsin for a long, long time is that we didn't have that because our maps were profoundly gerrymandered. I mean, we're the third largest population center in the state. We didn't have any Senate districts up here. None. We had three Senate districts where the senators lived within 5 miles of each other, and they had these ridiculous pinwheel maps that were silly. We've gone from having two legislators in Northeast Wisconsin to five because we now have fair maps. And we've got our legislators present. They're showing up for community events in ways that they never did before because they know they have to. They've got to in order to keep their jobs. You know, when I was in Shawnee last night, what we saw was people who were desperate because they didn't have anybody who they felt like they could talk to. Mm. And it was so sad to be standing up there as the person who lost the election. Like, I had no obligation to these people. I don't get paid for any of this stuff. You know, I show up because I actually care. But to be able to give them hope and start talking about what can we do? We know what we can't do. We can't make the federal Democrats stronger. We can't make Tony Weed show up and hold him accountable, but we can band together and look for solutions. And we can find creative ways to hold our representatives accountable if they won't show up for us. And that's all part of the plan, Maggie. You stay tuned. This election is just the beginning.
Folks, that's Dr. Kristen Lierley. I will keep you posted about her next listening sessions up there in northeastern Wisconsin so you can make your voice heard. That's in the long term. But right here, today, you make your voice heard by voting. We'll be back with more. My name is Maggie Dawn. I'll give you my hit list, Maggie's takedown of BS, the shameless show Brad Schimmel. When we return, you're not going to want to miss that. Get out and vote, everybody. We'll be back with more after your farm update from the fabulous Pam Yonke, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm only happy when over 80% of registered voters turn out and vote. That's what makes me happy. Only happy when that happens, because when our voices are heard, we have better government. No matter what your party preference might be, no matter what you consider yourself, progressive, conservative, independent, oh my gosh, I hate this stuff and I wish these ads would end. If you show up and vote, that is the only way any of this gets better. Please make sure you have done so today. If you are in line by 8 p.m., your vote will count. You can check out where to vote if your registration is up to date. You can check out your ballot ahead of time. Remember, voting isn't a test. You can take whatever materials you want into the voting booth. Check all that out at myvote.wi.gov and get it done, Wisconsin. We are not to be bought. Tell Elon Musk he can take his billions and go kick rocks. We will not be bought in the state of Wisconsin. We know better than those that lie and tell us that money and speech and corporations are people. They are not. Let's make that very clear today through your vote. Big thanks to Dr. Kristen Lierley. Thanks to Mandela Barnes, former lieutenant governor of this great state of Wisconsin, helping me celebrate today. I have woke up with a feeling of positivity today. I'm keeping that going. And I want to share with you a little bit of why. There is a polling group out there called Split Ticket. They're fairly respected amongst the punditry. I went and checked out what Split Ticket had to say today about their prognostications on the Crawford-Schimmel race. They say Crawford heavily favored to win. Why? It is a low turnout election. It's an off-cycle election, spring general election. In general, in a spring low turnout election, whoever turns out the most voters wins. Guess who's real ticked off? Regular people, traditional Democrats, labor base, veterans, older people, and in general, the more densely populated, the higher employment and the higher educational attainment areas are generally expected in low voter turnout areas to have higher relative turnout. That all bodes very well for Susan Crawford today. Let's hope that we choose, as Wisconsinites, to protect our democracy and vote for Susan Crawford. Get it done, everybody. I got a great question, a great comment on the text line from our friend Ben in Eau Claire. He texted in this. He said, "Hi, Maggie, talking about brainwashing with media." And I used that term because there is a Netflix documentary. It's also available free on YouTube. We'll put the YouTube link in our show notes for today, called "The Brainwashing of My Dad." Ben says this, "Talking about brainwashing with media, what are your thoughts on NPR employees being registered Democrats by a vast majority? Go ahead and try to tell me that the publicly funded, the taxpayer dollar funded National Public Radio isn't delivering all of their news through a blue lens. NPR chooses their stories to praise the left and vilify the right. At least when we listen to you, Maggie, we know that you are a voracious leftist. Knowing the bias of your source is important." Ben, I'm going to take the last part last. You call me a voracious leftist. I'm going to tell you that's simply not true. For years, when I would talk to very progressive, sort of Bernie bro friends of mine, they would accuse me of sounding like a conservative because I am fiscally, frankly, very conservative. But what that means to me and what that means to a MAGA voter have become two entirely different things. I'm not a leftist. I'm make it work rightist. I'm make it work rightist, not for billionaire overlords and oligarchs. Make it work right and the best it can for working people, for regular people. I am anti-bully, pro-truth. That makes me, in today's parlance, in today's political environment, sound, apparently to Ben from Eau Claire, like a, quote, voracious leftist. Being anti-bully, being pro-truth, being for human rights, Ben, is not voraciously left. What it is, in my opinion, is incredibly responsible, deeply honest, and reflective of my most fundamental values as a person. If you lie, if you dehumanize, if you bully people, I will stick up for those people and I will speak out against you. I would like Ben to make me an argument that MAGA isn't about being cruel, that it isn't about bullying people. It isn't about trying to erase entire segments of our population off the map. It certainly seems to be that to me. And oh yeah, speaking the truth isn't left. It's the truth. And I have gotten exhausted by this. The media has fooled us all into thinking that like fair coverage means that you have to treat what two people say, if they disagree with one another, as equally valid. If one person's opinion is based on a bunch of garbage and is based on lies and factual manipulations, it's not equally valid. And to be fair, I don't need to give that person's opinion any credit. Good media coverage doesn't mean treating a lie as valid as the truth. That's part of the problem today. So when I think about NPR and people claiming that NPR is left, I'll just say this to you. Are they reporting the facts? Do they clearly tell you when they are offering opinion versus fact? Because if what they're saying is fact, yep, decisions are made about the tone of a headline or how something's teased. Yep, all that's true. And it's true for right-leaning outlets as well. But if the underlying material that is being presented to you is fact, it's verifiable, it's true, then I think the claim that simply because the people who happen to work there have personal political beliefs makes it partisan is nonsense. Then we could never have any media, because every single one of us that works in media have our own political beliefs. If that makes you incapable of being a good journalist or reporter, then what are we doing at all trying to have anybody who claims to be a news person? Now, again, to be clear, I don't consider myself a news person. I consider myself a commentator. I'll leave good journalism to good journalists. I'll stay with the opinions. That's what I like to do. Folks, let's get some of your opinions. You want to join the show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Want to give a shout out to Tom texting in from the 715, saying, also in Eau Claire, saying, great shows, love listening to Civic Media. Thank you, Tom. We also heard from Helen from Wanakee giving us a little thumbs up. Thank you. Jesse from Madison pointing this out about gerrymandering. It's not just bad because it reduces competition. It's bad because it disincentivizes regular people, voters, from reaching out to their elected representatives, regardless of whether you agree or disagree with them. And reaching out is an overlooked and very important part of civic engagement. And that's what they want. They want us to be disengaged. Thank you, Jesse from Madison. Roger from Stevens Point also giving us a shout out. Thank you, Roger. Dave Fryer from New Berlin. Go kick rocks is what I said. He was asking me about my characterization of some of the positions that Brad Schimmel has taken. Absolutely. Let's go to the phones. Now we've got Ollie from the Northwoods. Ollie, good afternoon. Nice to see your name on my caller list. What you got for us?
Well, I just wanted to first off, thank Dr. Lyerly about voicing the importance of having doctors and nurses and students in the medical part stay in the state of Wisconsin. I want my daughters, my granddaughters, my great-granddaughter to be able to have their voice over their body, theirs and their physicians, not some out-of-state billionaire trying to buy the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, Ollie. It is, we have all pushed all in, right? Like if I'm going to use a tortured metaphor of Texas Hold'em, all of our chips are in right now. And it's not just about women. Because again, if they are willing to strip due process rights from people that are here legally, if they are willing to deny women the most basic personal freedoms, it is only a matter of time before they come for your rights and freedoms. The freedom of speech is under attack every single day. Donald Trump, just moments ago, announcing a new attack on the law firm that employs Doug Emhoff, who helped represent the two women, the two regular women, not political people, the two regular women that Rudy Giuliani smeared, that a jury awarded them $148 million for. Donald Trump now attacking that law firm. His attacks on these law firms are attacks on free speech. If we can't hire the lawyers we want, even if we can pay for the gosh darn lawyers, where are we? All of this is a dismantling of the most fundamental constitutional rights. Gosh, I wish we could get back to arguing about gun regulations and common sense gun regulations. That would be nice. We're just arguing about whether or not we get to say what we not want without getting FCC licenses ripped, without having law firms attacked, kicked out of federal contracts, people being barred from federal employment, even under the civil service rules. This is insanity. Tom from Jackson saying honesty is also the truth. Deception is not the truth. I agree, Tom. Thank you for that. Chris from Waterloo saying that Ben, who criticized NPR, hasn't listened to much NPR. I agree with you. Oh, by the way, if you are interested in seeing or meeting me in person, you could join the Eau Claire County Democrats because I'll be speaking at their annual convention on May 3rd up in Eau Claire. I'll take some questions from the audience. Yes, I will be live and in living color, three dimensions, at the Eau Claire County Democratic annual meeting. So join Eau Claire County Dems. Let's go back to the phones. We got lots of folks here. Ron from Milwaukee, good afternoon, sir. What would you like to say?
Well, you're on a roll today, Maggie, and I agree pretty much with everything you said. I wanted to get back to NPR, unless you want to fill this out yourself. I agree with what you started to say about NPR. The thing is, the government pays relatively little now after 25 years of assaults on NPR by conservatives. They pay very little, you know, like 3% yes. of NPR's funding. The rest of it comes from the public and from foundations. and like people like me that listen to it and think we should throw a few bucks their way. Secondly, these folks are under tremendous pressure from everybody in the political world, but primarily conservatives, including all the way up to whatever President Trump is. And CBS has had to capitulate. You know, he sued CBS, he sued NBC, I forget who all else he sued in broadcasting, and he sued a number of law firms who defended the networks. And
oh, you cut out there, Ron. I think I know where Ron's going. Now he's attacking universities. This is all part of an effort to prevent you from having choice about the information that you hear. If they can control educational systems, if they can control the information that you hear on public radio, on stations and networks like Civic Media, if they can deny you information and education, if they convince you that your vote doesn't count, then they control you. Because they will own the government. If money is speech, then we are just whispering in the middle of an epic storm while Elon Musk and other billionaires control the freaking weather. I mean, this is where we're at, everybody. This is what's on the ballot today. Kirk from Madison, we got just under a minute. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, I'll make it very quick. For Ben, I'm going to bet dollars that he's considerably younger than I am. I don't think there's an employer out there that can ask you the question, what's your political affiliation before you hire them? The fact that maybe it's true that a majority of employees at PBS are Democrats is because most likely they're the most open-minded and believe in democracy in the first place, and instead of trying to tell everybody how things are going to get done and where they're going to get done.
Kurt, couldn't agree with you more. We're going to take a breath together. We're going to come back with my final takedown of Schimmel, the shameless shill, Mr. BS himself, on Election Day. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Letting them down easy. I say we let them down hard. I say we vote overwhelmingly for Susan Crawford. We send our billionaire overlord Elon Musk a message. Wisconsin is not for sale. Not today, not ever. We here do know what the golden rule is. Love thy neighbor as thyself. This is a value of Wisconsin that I believe we can all stand up for today. So make sure you and at least your circle of friends and family, that everybody you know has voted. We've got some great texts coming in. Jill from New Berlin saying this: I just voted in New Berlin. I've never seen such a turnout, even in a presidential year. I'm not sure if that bodes well, given that this area is usually pretty red. I've got a hunch, Jill, that a lot of GOP voters, not the hardcore MAGAs, but a lot of conservative voters are really worried, are really freaked out. They didn't vote for a billionaire overlord. They want government efficiency, as do I. But they don't believe that gutting the Department of Health and Human Services to the tune of tens of thousands of federal employees is going to make it better. They don't think putting a vaccine liar in charge of the CDC is a good idea. They don't think handing out billionaire tax breaks is a good idea. They don't think gutting the Department of Veterans Affairs to the tune of 82,000 employees is a good idea. I think people are ticked off and they're showing up because they don't want to be bought and sold as if our best interests can simply be auctioned off to the world's wealthiest man. Jill from New Berlin continues. If Crawford wins, what kind of if Crawford wins, what kind of attacks or actions do you anticipate regarding the election from the right? After all, we won't have Maggie in the trenches fighting for us in the event of a recount. Thank you so much, Jill from New Berlin. What she's referring to is, if you're a new listener, my job before this one was as Milwaukee County's chief legal officer. I was in that job in 2020 when Donald Trump challenged the election results there. I was there in the Wisconsin Center District as the recount continued. I defended our recount results before a Trump-appointed federal court judge. We won that case. We won all of the cases challenging the election outcomes in front of, again, conservative courts and judges. Here's what I have to say is, if it's within a margin, you'll see a recount request. You'll see other garbage, nonsense challenges from the right. They'll claim it was stolen. They'll lie like a rug. And in the end, the election outcome won't change. That's what I anticipate. Penny from La Crosse texting in this: as a lifelong Democrat, I've been very disappointed these past several months in the lack of guidance from Democratic local party leaders. I want to know what's going on, what kind of protests, and where and when and what can I do locally? Penny, reach out directly to your La Crosse County Democrats. Ask them, where's the next protest? I know that there is a big one coming up this weekend. I'll have some locations for you, Penny, tomorrow. Remind me, Jamie, help me remember to tell people where some of the protests are happening this Saturday across the state of Wisconsin. I know there's a couple that are going to be kicking off in Milwaukee. I know there's one in Madison. Let's go to, I wanted to share with you all the list of unbelievably terrible things from Brad Schimmel. It's a long list. Let's just remember, judges are supposed to be objective and independent. This is supposed to be a nonpartisan race. And yet, Brad Schimmel dressed up as Donald Trump last Halloween. I just absorb that. Brad Schimmel dressed up as Donald Trump last Halloween. He is debased. He debases our state every day that he sits on the bench in Waukesha County. Let's not reward that debasement, that corruption, that lack of independence and objectivity with elevation to our state's highest court. Brad Schimmel also has no idea what Wisconsin's sunshine laws mean. He was overruled by one of the most conservative appeals courts of a trial court decision that he made in the state of Wisconsin, effectively gutting our open meetings and open records laws, even though those laws are very plain and clear on their face. What else? He's prejudged the abortion ban challenge case that he will preside over. He's said it on the record repeatedly that the 1849 law is valid, that there's nothing flawed about it. He said it was his honor to be sued when he was attorney general by Planned Parenthood. He supports the criminalization of abortion without exceptions for rape or incest. He helped craft the strategy and had one of his right-hand people helping to bring about the legal end to Roe v. Wade. He is an election denier. He said that the Wisconsin Supreme Court screwed Trump over in 2020. He supports the January 6th pardons of those that violently attacked police and caused the death of at least two police on January 6th. He is sexist. He calls Supreme Court justices too emotional. Just happens to be that those are women. Gee, Brad, I wonder what you would think of this lawyer lady. Am I too emotional in my opposition to you? I think not. He failed to test rape kits and then lied about it. He has blamed sexual assault survivors for having bad judgment. He's defended environmental polluters. He refused to join counties when we sued opioid manufacturers and distributors. He's opposed the American Affordable Care Act. And by the way, the guy's totally incompetent. I've seen him lawyer before. Shoot. Now, if you haven't had quite enough of me, I have been on vacation. There might be a little bit of overtime with me coming up on my colleague Dom Salvia's most excellent program. Happy Election Day. Forward, Wisconsin. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together for Susan Crawford.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.